Get that. Coach, you want to open up?
Yes. Good afternoon, guys. Just to talk a little bit about the guy that we just chose in the draft. He's a big old receiver that we was kind of hunting. We needed a guy different from what we have. We're delighted to get him. We think he has great length. He'll be a great weapon in the red zone for us. One of the things he does very well is track the football. So we feel like we got a guy to put opposite of Antonio. I'm delighted to get him. I'm surprised he lasted that long. And he's what I've been hunting. And I think he and I just talked, and he's delighted to come. We had him here for a visit. We kind of bonded then. Didn't know we was going to get him. Didn't think we was going to get him. We got him, and I'm delighted.
Open up for questions.
Rich, were you campaigning for him last round?
Been kind of campaigning for a big receiver this whole process. I just think that, you know, we lost Jayco. Jayco did the dirty work, as I call it, on the strong side, which is where most of the running game is done. And we just don't have a guy with the stature and the makeup to be that guy. So hopefully what we expect is this guy can pick up some of that slack, and we go to work and teach him what he needs to learn, and we'll be fine.
Richard, would you say he has good speed for a big man?
I think he got excellent speed for a big guy. Excellent speed. Does a real good job of tracking the ball. He does a good job of putting what I call that hump in his back. He can catch over the top. And a lot of times, guys can't do it, and it's very hard to teach, but I've seen him do it, so I know he's capable of doing it.
Was this a guy that you thought maybe could go as early as the second round?
Well, we felt like you never know where they're going to go. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But, you know, he lasted. We're delighted that we was able to get him. Felt like, you know, second, third round guy. Probably had he played more, stayed another year, he'd probably been a first rounder for sure. He's played basically 1 year. The other years he didn't play that much. But, again, you know, we're delighted to have him. I think all he needs to learn, we'll teach it to him.
Richard, I've read some places where some people question his work ethic and his hands. Do you guys have any problems with that?
I think, you know, we work here. Coach T demands that. He's going to fall in line with the rest of them. We'll see to that. We've already kind of talked about that. We talked about it when we had him in. We know we work as a group in that room, meaning the receivers, and he's going to be part of that, you know, so he'll have to work also.
How about his hands?
I think his hands are okay. They all drop balls. I've seen him drop a ball, but I've seen all of them drop a ball. What we try and do is make sure that we work on the tricks of our trade as far as catching the football. A lot of times it may be hand placement. Maybe he's trying to run with it before he catches it. So we'll figure out what the problem is, and hopefully we can get it solved.
Why do you think that you wanted all receivers so bad? What was the reason?
Because a lot of times, in my opinion, don't mean I'm right. You get cheap touchdowns in the red zone. A lot of times, everybody knows where the ball's going to go, and there's nothing they can do about it if you got a mismatch. And that's what we think we have here with the reach that he has, the wingspan. Feel like we can get some cheap touchdowns down there. Also, the fact is that a lot of times balls are caught. We got big receivers like that just because of the length. You know, they cover the DBs up. He's not afraid, so we feel like we can get some blocking and lock up on the corners and dig the safeties out with this guy because he has the body type to do it.
Rich, you said you talked with him about motor, work ethic, that kind of stuff. What was his response? Does he...
Oh, you know, they're going to give you the right answers when you But no, like I told him when I was there, you know, I got a lot of gray hair in my head. Most of all of it is gray. That's old school, and we go to work, you know, and in the room that he'll be in, he'll work like the rest of the guys, including myself.
How's his blocking?
Big pardon?
How's his blocking?
It's adequate, meaning that it'll get better. You know, we got to take and push it, got to work on it, make it important. And if you make it important and work on it, then they'll know it's important and they'll get better at it. Blocking is an attitude. You've got to give them the right attitude. If you got the right attitude, you'll block.
Do you feel like in addition to Martavis, you're almost adding another guy and Marcus Wheaton to replace his sparingly last year?
Yeah, well, I think Marcus, what I found out about Marcus last year was that he's got good toughness because we all know he hurt his finger, and he hurt it. And we played him towards the end of the season because we didn't have anybody else. We had gotten a few injuries. He never complained about it, and I know it was hurting. So I found out something about him. I think that some of the things I saw him do in the preseason up until he hurt that finger, I think he hurt that finger in Minnesota. We played Minnesota over in London, and from that point on, he went downhill a little bit. But up until that point, he was doing very well.
Isn't Lance Moore pretty good at red zone despite being 5'9"?
I think from what I know about Lance, having played in that division, very good inside guy, very good option runner, move the chains. He's very good at that. That's a lot of what Jayco did. So we feel like that he could pick up some of that slack. He's not real big, so what we'll try to do is put him in the spots to utilize his talents as much as we can.
Rich, speaking of guys who aren't real big, will Archer have any role as a receiver?
Oh, yeah. When I saw him, not to bring back memories, but I had a little guy in Cleveland named Gerald McNeil. They call him Ice Cube. Reminds me of him, and he was very, very good receiver for me. So I would think, talking to Coach T and Sachs, he'll probably move from running back to receiver, to return guy, I guess. But I can visualize us jerry rigging is the word I use, stuff for him, things that he can do well, and not just put him in there every down, just jerry rig stuff on where he's going to get it, and everybody knows he's going to get it, and nothing can do about it.
Anybody else? Do you think Brian is starter capable, starter quality?
Who?
You think Brian?
I think we'll bring him in here and throw him in the mix with everybody else. And hopefully, we took him in the draft because we liked him. Well, I shouldn't say liked it, but we liked him. And what I'll say to you is that potentially he could be a starter. I can say he's going to start, but potentially right. He could be a starter.
Marcus, going into the season practice, have the inside track and the job opportunity?
Well, what I'll say is guys that's been here, we give them opportunities. He's been here. He knows the offense. He's got an inside edge. But what we do is the jobs are up for grabs. Everybody go to work, and in the end, as coaches, we make good decisions, and we put the best people on the field that allow us and afford us an opportunity to win.
When you say potentially start, you mean as a rookie or somewhere down the line?
Well, we'll just see what we got. I don't think it's fair to him to say he's going to start.
Right.
I think he's got to come in and work with him because we got other guys in the room. Potentially, he probably will be a starter, potentially. But you just never know. Right. I mean, with his size and his length.
You're not pulling that out for him as a rookie.
No, ain't no way. You play the best. That's how you win.
Hey, Coach, Ice Cube, he was only 135 pounds, never got hurt when you coached him. Is there certain positions that you can put an Archer in like you did Ice Cube to make him productive but relatively injury-free?
Well, first of all, he used to take this weight and put it down when he weighed, so he was about 140, 42. what I would tell you, what we did with him, not to say that's what we're going to do here. I can just talk about that because I was part of it.
Yes, sir.
What we did with him was just make sure we had a plan for him and we stuck to it, because I think when you got guys like that, in my opinion, if you give them too much, sooner or later you lose them. Because, football is a big man's game.
Yes, sir.
There's a place for the small guy, but you got to utilize him correctly, and he'll be a very valuable tool for you and a weapon. And that's what we did with Ice Cube. And this guy right here reminds me of him so much when he has the ball in his hand. It's going to be fun to look at.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you. All righty.